thickness brush against my arm as I walked by you. Heard your voice, but couldn't tell that it was you. And slowly watched your sickness slip away into a place that I'd once feared, but I was not afraid this time. So I gave chase and found it finally, slowly feeding from your head and from my friends and from my family. So I grabbed it by the neck. For every lover you have ruined, I dug my nails into its flesh. And every life that you have taken, slammed its head against the brick. Its blood poured out onto the pavement. I stirred it in with dirt and spit. I will take a part of you. I made mortar from the mix. Tore every organ from its body. Broke its bone and fashioned bricks. I laid the mortar in between. I made a throne for hope to sit. Too long you torn us into pieces. Firmly held on to our wrist. Today I bury you in me. I swallowed every inch of this.
Selfish of myself to always say that it was more than I could take, like it was.
could shake, like it could break through with its fingers, throw my body in the lake, and I would slowly sink away. But the truth is, it was sorrow that I made and wouldn't face. See, I keep falling for the future after tripping on the past, and I am always tearing sutures out to make the anguish last. Like it defines me or reminds me I found comfort in my suffering and uncertainty and happiness and death, because what's next is such a mystery to me, and I am terrified of all the things I feel but cannot see. Friends and family, put your hand into my hand and put your head into my chest. You are all that I have left here. We are all that we have left. We are the lovers. We are the last of our kind. So link your arms and keep your chin up, and I swear that we'll be fine. We are the lovers. We are the last of our kind. Place to rest when everything you had is turned and left. Thank you. we won't.